Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Spring is ending and summer is almost here with two big events coming up, the primary election and high school graduations. The four-way race for district attorney is very interesting. I appreciate the on-air time on KINS, KHSU, and KEET. I normally dislike political debates for elected officials. A debate seldom clarifies much, except how well a candidate debates. The DA race is different, since a part of their job will be in the courtroom. I appreciate that all four candidates have participated in a fairly rigorous debate schedule. The Journal did a great job a few weeks back with a side-by-side comparison of the candidates' positions and their experience. I found it a very useful way to compare the four and make my decision. I generally refrain from making a public endorsement of a specific candidate. I'm not so vain as to think my opinion matters to you, and I'm practical enough to understand my endorsement could probably cost a candidate a few votes. But the local media has provided us, the voter, with plenty of information this time around. Statewide elections June 3rd. And not far behind that are local high school graduations, with the obligatory graduation speeches, an opportunity to reflect on past accomplishments, look forward to new challenges, hear quotes from people you've never heard of, chance to hear platitudes, words of wisdom mined from the internet or a self-help book. I've heard some great graduation speeches, and I've heard some torturous ones. One of my mother's favorite graduation speech stories is when she took me to Ferndale High's graduation when I was 3 years old. That was 59 years ago. One speech went on and on. I was squirming in her lap, and I started yelling "full of beans," much to the delight of the audience. I don't think it shortened the speech, but it made time pass a little quicker for everybody but my mom. I will soon have my chance to put my money where my mouth is, as I'm one of the speakers at the Corton Community School's graduation coming up. Hopefully no one in the audience will bring their three-year-old. I admire the accomplishments of anyone who graduates high school, but some students have a few more barriers than others, and education is so important to our democracy, it's important to the quality of life of the graduates. I think a lot of local youth have been enamored by the lure of easy riches through the marijuana industry. The Humboldt State Marijuana Institute conducted a survey in 2013 trying to determine how many HSU students made money off of marijuana. The survey information was self-reported. It did have a low response rate, but it was clear that students working in the marijuana industry had lower median annual incomes than those that worked in other areas. The study listed a number of positions in the marijuana industry, including grow site operator, house sitter, guard, trimmer, trim boss, dealer, transporter, dispensary worker. Sounds glamorous, I know. All in all, it certainly convinced me we need to encourage our young people to stay in school and not get lured by a career in marijuana. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.